Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
33 years of age, his pass is an errant one. I think it got deflected by Jordan McLaughlin, who was defending him and timed his leap perfectly. Wolves push it back the other way. Here's Ant down the lane. He'll hammer it down with the right hand. Thunderous dunk by Carl earlier in the quarter. Now Ant answers. 28-16, up by 12.
No surprise to see a play like that from Anthony Edwards. The Timberwolves cruising to a 124-106 win over the Houston Rockets. To talk about that, it is not Mike Max. I am as surprised as you are that he actually takes days off and is not working at certain points. But we do have a great guest welcoming in former Timberwolf Cole Aldrich. Cole, thanks so much for joining us this morning. First question to you is your overall impressions from last night. I know it's the Rockets. Expectations are not quite high for them in the Western Conference, but I think a lot to be optimistic about.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it is still, you know, in the infancy of the season, and you know, the Rockets aren't maybe the most high pick team, but you know, they did some good things. You know, defensively they got after it and got a bunch of steals and kind of used that as an offense on the other end. And you know, I think there's some really good things to look at. We'll kind of have to see as the season plays out some more. I know I have a bunch of optimism because, you know, I think we all want them to do well.
I'm glad you bring that up because that was something that stuck out to me the most. I mean, of course, we can talk about Anthony Edwards, 29 points in 39 minutes. Carl, 30 points, 10 rebounds in this one, and Russell with 22.7 assists. But they forced 24 turnovers that led to 31 fast break points. Do you think the Wolves, and I know it's just one game, but do you feel a growing confidence that they can make a turnaround defensively? Because it has been quite some time of them, frankly, being in the basement of the NBA in multiple defensive categories.
Yeah, you know, I hope so. Having Patrick Beverley is going to help. You know, adding kind of some older guys to the mix will help. You know, it's always going to lean on kind of Carl's shoulders, being that he's, you know, kind of the anchor in that back area by the rim, blocking shots. And, you know, I think if they're able to defend kind of the way they were and just kind of irritate teams, you know, kind of grind it out, you know, I think they're going to be okay this year.
Speaking of Cat, a former teammate of yours, it's important to talk about him defensively, being that anchor. We see that obviously with, I mean, Rudy Gobert. He is, by, you know, someone who's clearly perennially on these all-defensive teams, even thinking about a Jokic, even though he does play outside by the perimeter too. What steps do you want to see from Cat this season? We know how talented he is, especially offensively, but to be in that Jokic, Anthony Davis, even Rudy Gobert conversation for one of the best bigs overall in the NBA on both sides.
You know, I think the biggest thing defensively, you know, for my whole career is just seeing the play happen before it happens and knowing, you know, you don't have to get the spectacular block or, you know, this really hard-nosed rebound. It's kind of being in the places that you need to be, especially in this game with so many pick and rolls. You know, he's got to be really, really good at that. And it's hard because, you know, you expect so much of him on the offensive side. You also need him defensively too, just as much.
I am not one for these one-to-one comparisons, but maybe taking inspiration from Sylvia Fowles, who is a virtuoso when it comes to defensive positioning, one of the best defensive players in WNBA history. Last question for you, Cole, and that is about Anthony Edwards and what you are expecting in year two. We have seen his personality flourish. We have seen the three-pointers drop for him. We have seen those electric dunks, and I loved that moment yesterday where after he hit a three, was motioning over to Houston, telling them to call a timeout because I'm hot. What are you looking forward to and seeing from him this year, and what the difference is between year one and year two, even for a number one pick?
You know, everything that I keep on reading and hearing is that he's just working his butt off. He's continuing to work and he's getting better. He wants to be an all-star this year. You know, and seeing that progression from last year, having a really good year last year, to now, you know, teams are going to know what you do and how good you are at doing it, and kind of do their defensive schemes to it. So it's going to make another challenge and a hurdle for him to kind of adapt to even that part. But, you know, I think he's going to be really, really good this year, and he's going to, you know, continue to get better and better, and hopefully, you know, kind of find his way throughout the year to maybe even lead this team a little bit.
I'm glad you bring that up, because he can come off as maybe goofy is not the right word, but just jovial, like has this youth about him, this lightheartedness. But you're so right about what we've been reading about the seriousness of his preparation and competitiveness. So former Timberwolf Cole Aldrich, thanks so much for joining us on the WCCO Morning News.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. Traffic and weather coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.